episode 1155, A Viral Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. What are you up to lately? Are you just enjoying life? Are you seeing all that God has in store for you? Well, I'm telling you right now, He has a ton in store for you. It's Relationship Builders Day, and we're talking about a viral love. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, going viral seems to be the in thing now. What would happen if you had a viral love? A love that lasts a lifetime. A love that conquers all. A love that speaks louder than words. These days we hear about the latest and greatest love story. The one that goes viral for everyone to see. You know, when all is past though, what will they have to show for it? You know, that video comes up and even you've got news channels that'll pick it up and they'll air it and millions watch and there's likes and there's comments. But when that little kind of spark fades away, what do you have to show for it? A video with the number of views, comments from strangers that mean nothing to their love as a couple? And how long does that love really last? I'm sure you've seen proposals at the, you know, on the big jumbo screen, kisses and romances that are shown like you would never expect, like on billboards. And then we think back in our own relationships like, gosh, what do I have? Come on, you know it's crossed your mind. Be honest with yourself. But ultimately, what does their love have to show for it? How long will it last? Is it fleeting like the viral video? Because you understand this too shall pass. What happens when reality strikes? Who is going to work it out? The millions who saw their video? Probably not. They're not going to sit there and cheer you on. They're not going to sit there and say, oh man, you know, if I were you, this is what I would do. The Bachelor was just on. Maybe you're a fan, maybe you're not. Regardless, it's love put out there on reality TV. And Ari did something that was very unusual. He proposed, and then he took back that proposal and went back to the second woman that he had declined and said, you know, I told you I loved you, but now I want you back. After he'd already sent her away and said, you're not for me. It's interesting how the outside looks in on a couple. And it may look great for a while, that viral video. And it's fun and it's exciting. And you have something to talk about it. But when, you know, everything else kind of settles down, there's no more like excitement. It's not showing up in your social media feed. Where are you? Your love story isn't destined by a viral video. However, love can be a viral love. A love that is circulated rapidly for all to see. Everywhere you go, the love is felt. It's just magnetic. The energy is indescribable. It's the love that fits just like peanut butter and jelly. And yeah, sometimes some bananas. We got to put a little Elvis in there. If we paid attention to our marriage and relationship, just as we watch so intently to those viral videos in our social media feeds, then we can have a viral love. This viral love, though, takes work. And we have to understand where it comes from. You've experienced it. You're like, I have. I don't remember. I've had nothing go viral regarding my love. In fact, well, you should see my relationship right now. That's why we're talking about this. A viral love. We all have had it. You experienced it. Think back to dating. You laughed at many things your sweetheart said and did, even if it wasn't funny. You could sit there and be laughing about a nail in a wall and just be rolling on the ground because you're trying to impress each other. There's something about it. It's electrifying. And it's just a nail in a wall. But for some reason, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is the funniest thing ever. Have you seen this nail in this wall? Because you've never experienced it together. And of course, there were lots of giggles and teasing, showing affection through laughter. But, and that's the big but, B-U-T, life happens. You become relaxed in your relationship, letting all the good and the bad hang out. Plus, you know, you take a few things a little more seriously. You really don't like the pokes and jabs your sweetheart dishes out. Let me give you an example. I'm one who has, well, no color coming in. My hair is growing, so I don't complain much. But the color that's coming in is all white. And I really don't like it. And if I go too long, I have this halo of white. And so I just tell my children and my husband, I said, oh, it's my halo. And at first, I can remember back years ago, he would make a comment about my hair. And I wasn't as white as I am now. But he would make these little kind of pokes and jabs at me and would kind of tease me about it. And at first it wasn't a big deal, but a couple years later, I'm like, you have no idea what I go through as your wife and as a mom, as a woman, trying to take care of this family, being the CEO of the family, trying to be a part of the community. You have no idea. And so what? Walls go up. And so now if he comes and tries to, you know, tease me about it, I'm like, oh. And I kind of get a little grumpy. And it's just white hair growing in. It's life. It happens. But if you were just dating, it was a new experience. You would be like, oh my gosh, it's so hilarious. I know. I wish, you know, all this stress is putting me out. And you would be laughing about it. But life happens. And you don't like those pokes and jabs. What happened to your viral love? The one your best friend said would last forever. They could never see anyone else so perfect for each other. You remember those conversations? And now you scratch your head going, I don't think I'm right for anybody. Now you got the children, the activities, the volunteer commitments, a passing in the night, and a little conversation with fast food. Does that kind of cover your calendar? All too familiar. The missing factor in your foundational building block is laughter. Laughter is a way to blow off steam. It's a way to kind of let all the chaos out. It works muscles that you can't work unless if you laugh, which actually is kind of silly that God made it that way. It's a way to forget about the dreaded failures of the day. It's a way to invoke a deeper connection. Do you know children laugh anywhere between, they average about 400 times a day. For us adults, we might get in 4 to 17 average laughs a day. That's depressing. I don't like that statistic. But if you think back, when you're dating, you're acting very childlike. You're experiencing everything new together. Maybe you're a Taco Bell fanatic. And it's your fun place to go. Taco Tuesday, there's a, you know, burrito Thursday, whatever it is for you. But Taco Bell is your restaurant. But maybe when you were first dating, that was your place to go. But you saw Taco Bell in a whole new level. Because it was with someone you loved. You experienced it through their eyes. But when we kind of get older, we get used to each other, we get too comfortable in our relationship, that viral part of our love, well, it fades away. It doesn't need to. You've got that foundational building block and it's laughter. How can you have a viral love? You got to tease for love. And that is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Tease for love. And yeah, I kind of made it that way because it is about laughter. T-E-A-S-E, tickle first, tickle each other, be playful. It's not always the end of the world, yet we act like it. Just because my husband makes a comment regarding my halo, now I've got to tell you in full disclosure, he doesn't comment on my hair anymore. However, since this move, I haven't found that wonderful hairdresser yet. And so I actually had to do my own hair. And I haven't done my own hair in a long, long time. And so I recently did it. And one morning I came walking into the bathroom and he was getting ready and I was getting the kids ready. And I just came in and he just stopped. He froze. And he looked at me and he goes, "Did you do your hair?" That's all he said. "Did you do your hair?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Wow, it looks good." And I kind of was like, "Well, what did you think?" And he goes, "Well, you haven't done your hair. You've always had it done for you. You did a great job." Now, in that moment, I could have gotten mad and said, "Huh, you didn't think I could do my own hair, did you? You didn't think I could color it and make it look halfway decent. You probably thought I would have all these weird white marks that were left because of how I colored it." No, I just sat there and I giggled a little bit. And I said, "Oh, finally, my halo's gone. At least for a few weeks until the new growth comes back in. But I'm not complaining." So there we were having fun with it. So I got to tell you, full disclosure, he doesn't make fun. So don't send in those, you know, thousands of emails saying, "Oh, I can't believe he still does it." He doesn't. He tickles me. We tickle each other. It's being playful. Find the funny in the littlest things. My halo. Number two is the E. Encourage. With silly pokes and jokes. I was talking to my son and initially I said pokes and jabs and I was like, "No, it's pokes and jokes. It rhymes. It's better that way." We can encourage with laughter. You did it dating. We don't have to be all serious. Yes, we have to discipline our kids. Yes, we have obligations and responsibilities because it's called life. But we also are expected, and those obligations are to love each other, to encourage one another. Don't be so serious. Laughter is the best medicine. Number three is A, affection. Be affectionate in the quirky times. Sometimes you just have to laugh. Now, this is a little kind of a weird example, but it's not quite a marriage because I'm going to talk about my dad. But my daughter and I, my number three, Ashley, we went running to grab some groceries, just a few handfuls. And I wanted to get it before I had to pick up the boys from school. And so we run out to the store. And there were, you know, we've got Easter around the corner. And there were these yellow little chicks sitting there. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those little marshmallow fluffy things, they're called Peeps. My father, that was one of his favorite things, was Peeps. And so we're standing there in the middle of the grocery store. And my daughter says, "Mom, look." And I said, "Yeah, it reminds you of Papa, doesn't it?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Can I get some?" And I said, "You better believe it." I said, "I won't eat them." I was never a fan of Peeps. But my dad always loved them. And I said, "Of course you can. We'll just cheer with a Peep." And she goes, "Yeah, I like that. Cheers to Papa." And we laughed and we giggled. Now, some people would say, "Well, that's kind of a little weird or strange." You got to be affectionate in quirky times, when it's uncomfortable, when things aren't the way you think they always should be. But that was a moment that my daughter and I shared. And yes, I know that's not equal to a marriage, but it is a relationship. And that's something that no one else can take away. So you know what? Those Peeps have been sitting on our counter and we've had about five different conversations regarding those Peeps. And it's been fun. It's just been a little blast. A freshness. A refreshment in the relationship. And it's just these little marshmallow things. Maybe you need some Peeps in your life. Be affectionate in the quirky times. Even when it's uncomfortable. S, number four is share. Share in new experiences. When you're dating, everything is new. Depending upon the age of your children, or if you don't have children, think about the age of maybe your nieces or nephews or your neighbors. And think back to when the children were discovering something brand new. I can remember when we took our kiddos to the beach for the first time. And they would stand there on the side of the shore. and their feet would begin to sink in, and they would move their little toes, and the sand would begin to come up. And then all of a sudden, there was this wave. And sometimes it was bigger than just covering the toes. It went all the way up to the knees. And of course, mommy and daddy were like, okay, hold on. We don't want you floating out there. And we'd hold their hands so they were safe. They would giggle and they would laugh and they'd be like, oh, this is so cool. Or they would say quirky things, right? They would just, you know, maybe mumble underneath their breath. It didn't even make sense, but it was brand new. When you dated, it's like being a child all over again. It's a new experience. Going to Taco Bell. That taco never tasted so different until you started dating your hubby. Mm-hmm. Sharing new experiences. I can remember when my husband and I went ice skating for the first time. Yes, I'm the ice skater in the family. He is so not. But we went ice skating, and I had to teach him how to ice skate. I don't know how many times he fell. Me, not so much. I would do little tricks and twirls and all of that, spins. And he'd be like, oh, and he'd be at the side. And I'm like, no, no, come on. And he would fall, and I'd pick him up. And it was great. Have you done that lately? Share in new experiences. And finally, the E. For number five is edify. Edify your sweetheart. Build up your sweetheart. We are called to edify one another. The Bible calls us to do that. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. We're to build up, to help them be more Christ-like. That's a big one. Tease for love. Tickle, encourage, be affectionate, share, and edify. I'm sure there's one of those that you're leaving out in your life. When you add that in, I promise you, step by step, you can create this viral love. And this viral love is joy that's found deeper. It's not this surface stuff. It's a love that God has given us. And you can begin to experience it in your relationship. Are you ready to have a viral love? Are you ready to say, here I am. Let's do this. I'm going to tickle a little bit more. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to encourage. I'm just going to be silly. I'm going to be goofy. I'm going to smile more often. I need to put this seriousness to rest. Yes, there is a time to be serious. Yes, there is a time to cry. But God also says there's a time to laugh. Are you laughing with your sweetheart? You need to. Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you're like, I really want to experience a viral love, but it's complicated. My relationship, it just doesn't seem like it's flowing right. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that begins our conversation. It only comes to me, only I see it. And when I receive it, I will send out an email to you and we will set up the actual coaching call. We do it. And we get to talk about you and your relationship and what you need in your life. Maybe you don't know what you need. All the more reason to click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. What is it going to take for you to believe that you have a viral love? God wants that for you. He wouldn't have given us love if we all didn't want that. That's what everybody wants. No matter who you are, I don't care if you're the CEO of the largest company in the world, you have the most money ever, or I don't care if you have absolutely nothing and you're in a shack. Or worse yet, you don't even have a shack. You maybe have a box. We all desire love, a viral love, a love that's deeper and greater than just this, oh, you know, it's convenience, or yeah, you look good, and just a compliment here and there, but something that connects us greater than just, oh, hi, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Are you ready to tease for love? You got this. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a viral love, and it's waiting for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.